Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. We have some very long readings this week, and I'm going to have to pick and choose what portions I read. But this is so much the story of Christ and what he did for us. Listen carefully. The first reading is taken from the book of Daniel, chapter 13, verses 1 to 9. Then 15 to 17, then 19 to 32, then 33 to 62. That's a long reading, but hear it. Susanna, who was falsely accused, cried out, "O eternal God, you know what is hidden and are aware of all things before they come to be. You know that they have testified falsely against me. Here I am about to die, though I have done none of the things with which these wicked men have charged me." The Lord heard her prayer. As she was being led to execution, God stirred up the Holy Spirit of a young boy named Daniel, and he cried aloud, "I will have no part in the death of this woman." All the people turned and asked him, "What is this you are saying?" He stood in their midst and continued, "Are you such fools, O children of Israel, to condemn a woman of Israel without examination and without clear evidence? Return to court, for they have testified falsely against her." Then all the people returned in haste. To Daniel, the elder said, "Come, sit with us and inform us, since God has given you the prestige of old age." But he replied, "Separate these two far from each other that I may examine them." And after they were separated one from the other, he called out and said, "How you have grown evil with age! Now have your past sins come to term, passing unjust sentences, condemning the innocent and freeing the guilty. Although the Lord says, 'The innocent and the just you shall not put to death.' Now then, if you were a witness, tell me under what tree you saw them together." "Well, under a mastic tree," he answered. And Daniel replied, "Your fine lies cost you your head, for the angel of God shall receive the sentence from him and split you in two." Putting him to one side, he ordered the other one to be brought. Daniel said to him, "Offspring of Canaan, not of Judah, beauty has seduced you. Lust has subverted your conscience. This is how you acted with the daughters of Israel, and in their fear they yielded to you. But a daughter of Judah did not tolerate your wickedness. Now then, tell me under what tree you surprised them together." "Under an oak tree," he said. And Daniel replied, "Your fine lie has cost you also your head, for the angel of God waits with a sword to cut you in two so as to make an end of you both." The whole assembly cried aloud, blessing God who saves those who hope in him. They rose up against the two elders, for by their own words, Daniel had convicted them of perjury. According to the law of Moses, they inflicted on them the penalty they had plotted to impose on their neighbor. They put them to death. Thus was innocent blood spared that day. Think of that, brothers and sisters. False accusation to cover up their sin, but God saw through that and gave them life. "Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side." We know this psalm. It's a very familiar psalm, Psalm 23. "The Lord is my shepherd. At every moment, the Lord is your shepherd, if you're willing to wait on him." Sometimes we want to get this done, that done, the other thing done very quickly, and sometimes we have to, but sometimes we don't. And just say to the Lord, Lord, I'm going about these chores. If there's anything you want me to do differently, or I'm going to these meetings, if there's anything you want me to do differently, help me to understand. If there's nothing, then go ahead with what you planned. But if you get some kind of a sense of something, follow it. This is a reading from the Gospel according to John, chapter 8, verses 1 to 11. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, but early in the morning he arrived again in the temple area, and all the people started coming to him, and he sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery and made her stand in the middle. And they said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now, in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. What do you say?" They said this to test him, so that they could have some charge to bring against him. But Jesus bent down and began to write on the ground with his finger. But when they continued asking him, he straightened up, and he said to them, "Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again, he bent down and wrote on the ground, and in response, they went away one by one, beginning with the elders. So he was left alone with the woman before him. Then Jesus straightened up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She replied, "No one, sir." Then Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, do not sin any more." Do you hear the mercy? Do you hear the forgiveness? The second chance? Sometimes we've committed sin in our lives that's serious, and we think, oh, well, it doesn't matter. And then as we get older, we don't go to confession. We don't do anything about it. Yes, then you will experience God's judgment. But if you need to, if you're carrying anything heavy in your life, bring it to the Lord in confession, and he will bless you and forgive you. Brothers and sisters, this is a merciful God. Merciful God. And that's what we need, because we make mistakes. We sin. Sometimes we sin meaning to sin. Sometimes it's an accident. All kinds of things can happen. But what we need to do is come to confession and just tell the priest what you've done. And by the sacrament of reconciliation, the mercy of God comes to you. You may be embarrassed, you may be horrified, but go to confession. No one will ever hear what you said. Go and be cleansed, be set free, and start over. That's what God has in store for you. His mercy is great. You do your part, God will do his part in forgiving you. I want to read something to you from Blessed Concepcion Cabrera de Armida, who was known as Conchita. She was a wife, a mother, a widow, and a mystical writer, and she was the first Mexican laywoman to be beatified. And this is what she wrote: "Go and sin no more. This is what Jesus says to me every time I go to confession. How great is the goodness of the heart of my beloved, and I wish to respond to his delicacy toward me with a pure soul and the heart of an angel. These words of our Lord touch me to the quick. How delicate is the heart of Jesus. Such love and such tenderness could proceed only from God. I undertake, O my Jesus, to sin no more. At your feet, in the sacrament of penance, I, a penitent sinner, will humbly implore your infinite mercy. I will be direct and open and will ask you unceasingly for that grace, which is so uncommon, to walk straight before the Lord. You have the words of eternal life, and I will listen to no other voice but yours, Jesus, the God of my soul. Only you, O my Jesus, life of my life, speak to my heart. O divine speech, O beloved word, O beloved host, O my Jesus, meek and humble of heart, speak to my heart and calm the storms which agitate it. Say but a word and peace will return to it. Speak, my Lord, speak. Your poor servant listens to you. One word from you and my soul shall be saved. To whom shall I go, life of my life, if not to you who are life eternal? When my soul is sad and weary through desolation and abandonment, where shall I find refreshment and peace if not in your most precious blood, which rejoices the soul by the visits of its grace? When I am overcome with weakness and discouragement, when temptations surround me on every side, to whom shall I have recourse but to him who is consolation and strength itself? And when my soul is flooded and filled with consolation, and peace and happiness reign in my heart, to whom shall I go if not to you? O my Jesus, that I may share my joy and happiness with you on every occasion, O my beloved, it is you that I wish to go. It is upon your loving heart that I wish to lean, both now and through eternity. And again, those words are from Blessed Concepcion Cabrera de Almeida. I really encourage you. I have taken this copy of it from the Magnificat magazine, and I really recommend it to you during this Lent to ponder it, to really take a clear, close look at your sin. Yes, we can be ashamed. Yes, we can be humiliated. But turn to the Lord and say to the Lord, Lord, these are my sins. Come to him in confession. The load taken off your back. Please. God wants you with him forever. Forever. But we have the choice. Either go to confession or not. Where we end up might not be what we want at all, but it will be that for all eternity. Please, I want to see all of you in heaven. I do. All of you who listen to this program. I've told you that before, and I mean it. I really urge you, please. God holds out grace to you. Go and sin no more is the promise that we're given. Our sins will be forgiven. I beg you, brothers and sisters, follow his word. Amen. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.